As we heard in headlines, more than 600 people joined a rally and march in Boulder on Sunday to demand justice after a local incident occurred that many feel was racial profiling by Boulder police. As KGNU's Ros Brown reports, the protest was called after a police officer pulled a gun while demanding proof that an African-American man had the legal right to be in his own front yard.
Stories of racial profiling are common across the U.S., stories that include law enforcement officers randomly stopping people of color for questioning, lacking any evidence they have committed a crime. Those stories include Black Americans barbecuing at a public park, swimming at a local pool, or falling asleep in a public room at their college dormitory. 10 days ago, something similar happened to Zaid Atkinson, an African-American yoga student at Boulder's Naropa University, who said it wasn't the first time he's been racially profiled.
I've been here since the beginning of fall. I started in fall, but I had family relatives that lived here, so I'm very familiar with Colorado, Boulder, Denver area, which is why I chose to come out here to begin with. I wasn't surprised. I was surprised when he pulled out his gun. That was when I was surprised.
The gun was pulled by a Boulder police officer who stopped his vehicle to question Atkinson, who was using a trash grabber to pick up garbage from his lawn near Folsom and Arapahoe. Did you fear for your life?
Yeah, I did. There was a moment, especially it was when he pulled out the pistol itself. I had thought he was going to shoot me. I can tell you that. I wasn't expecting that at all. I had my headphones in and somebody tapped me on the shoulder. I almost got startled because the gentleman came out of my blind side and it was kind of jumpy from the beginning and suspicious. And I realized he was an officer of the law, so I just out of respect, I wanted to follow his demands, but then it became a point where he wanted to detain me and I refused. And I walked away from the man and I continued doing what I was doing, and that's when things escalated.
The escalation meant arrival of several more officers before they concluded Atkinson was not a threat. Alex Landau, co-founder of the Denver Justice Project, was not so lucky. He was beaten by Denver police during a 2009 traffic stop and eventually awarded $800,000 in a settlement. Landau thinks the Boulder Police Department needs to do a better job training its officers.
The Boulder Police Department has not done a great job on their cultural proficiency training and interaction with residents of color. I think that City Council needs to understand that this is prevalent not just in metropolitan cities.
Landau was glad to see so many protesters at yesterday's event, which included a march from Naropa University on Arapahoe Avenue to the Boulder Police Department on 33rd Street.
It's very refreshing for me as a longtime activist, as a Black man, and as a survivor of police violence, to see such a hefty turnout so early on a Sunday morning that is relatively chilly, of people who live in this community who are fed up with the same things as myself.
Nami Thompson with the Colorado Public Health Association helped organize the march. She was encouraged that a bystander thought to capture video of the encounter, but says more needs to be done. She urged attendees to tell city officials and the police chief they need to remove rifles from all police cars and allow people to submit anonymous complaints to the department.
I think that this has been a culture of individuals who have marginalized identities, not just people of color, but people who are disabled, people who are unhoused. We are dealing with a phenomenon of individuals being excluded from this community unless they fit a certain model. We've had these conversations for some 200 years in this country. I'm not going back to the conversations we had in, 1907 in Boulder. We're going to function on the assumption that racism exists here. We're going to function on the assumption that there's classism here. And we're going to move forward from there. So if somebody's asking me about racism 101, I'm not having that conversation. Someone else can.
Thompson also called for a civilian oversight board that would work to prevent and mitigate conflicts with the police. Union leader Jeff Cahoon is on the same page. He's president of the local AFL-CIO chapter.
It is raising in my mind the issue of having a police monitor situation in this town. I've been in touch, in fact, with the Denver Monitor's office, talking about how they were established, their rules and regulations. I think that might be a reasonable model.
Meanwhile, Atkinson says he's still shaken by the incident.
I still have a lot of trauma, a lot of anxiety. I have not been able to really keep up with my studies. And then, I mean, even right now, this is a whole lot to deal with, just with what I've been dealing with the past week.
The officer involved is on administrative leave, and the police department expects to issue a report in 60 to 90 days. On Monday, March 18th, the city will host a special meeting, calling it a community conversation about racism, community values, and what must be done to improve racial equity for all members of Boulder. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.